Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of the Holy Guardian Angels. Today's theme, the guidance of angels. Holy angels are ready to help us with every sort of need. After returning home from a pilgrimage to the Holy Land in the year 2000, I suffered a bit of intestinal problems, the traveler's typical demise. It occurred to me that my angels could help. In the midst of a stomach pain, I said, "Guardian angels, pray for me to be healed of this. Bring in the angels who specialize in healing. Ask Jesus to give me his healing touch." Immediately, the pain stopped. Praise God, who is so good to us that he gives us angels to assist in all things. Then my son David, age 20 at that time, called. He had just been in a car accident. But amazingly, it was no worse than a blown-out tire with a damaged rim and the steering had been thrown out of alignment. He said an angel had helped him avoid a serious collision with another car. Something unseen had gripped the steering wheel. Who but God knows how often we are helped by angels? Every day we experience them in little coincidences and so-called hunches we follow that turn out to be blessings. However, the role of angels is much more important than that. Angels teach us how to live holy lives. As Psalm 91, which is an alternative reading for today's memorial, declares, "God has put his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways." Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 through 23, which is an alternate first reading for today's memorial, points out that guarding us in all our ways includes giving us messages, guidance from God, and we had better not rebel against this help. The word angel means messenger from God. When we're tempted to sin, our angels guard us from evil by warning us with, "No, don't do that." When we have decisions to make, it's safe to assume that our angels are trying to tell us what God wants us to do. To hear the guidance that our angels give us, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us to be open to their help. We might never hear them speak in audible voices, nor see them appear in physical form, although many saints have. But our human spirits can become attuned to their holy spirits. We develop good listening skills by working on improving our friendship with Christ. The better we are at listening to God, the more natural it becomes to be guided by angels. Then, if we ask for their help and it's within God's will, they will always rush to the task. Always.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.